Welcome to Rescue My Marriage Today. I'm Tony DeLorenzo.
And I'm Elisa DeLorenzo.
And we're Module Zero, Laying the Foundation. And today we're going to talk about quick tips and how you can utilize these quick tips each and every module so you can get the most out of Rescue My Marriage Today.
We've built the quick tips into the program so that if life gets super busy, if you've got, you know, you're just struggling even to make it through the material, because we all have weeks like that, that you can at least print out the quick tips sheet and go through those and make the time to do them each and every week. Because even just doing the quick tips is going to create the transformation and create connection in your marriage. Now, that's not to say that we don't want you going through all of the other videos and looking at the other PDFs and things like that, but we understand that sometimes life gets busy. So in this week zero, the quick tips are, the very first one, and we're going to go over these especially this week because this is the launch. This is your first steps into the program. So the first one is to commit yourself to the 8-week journey. Commit to being a participant instead of a spectator. You know, so often people say they want change, but they haven't exactly gotten involved in the process. So in this very first quick tip, we're asking you to commit to being involved in the process.
Yeah. Number two, take divorce off the table. So we have to take divorce off the table. We got to commit ourselves to the process, to our marriage, to make this work. So that's one of those conversations you two need to come together and just go, we're taking divorce off the table. It's not going to be brought up. We're not going to bring up the D word throughout Rescue My Marriage Today.
And all we're asking you to do is take that one off the table for the 8 weeks.
Yes.
Because here's what
and hopefully after the 8 weeks.
And longer, exactly.
It's done.
But what we want you to do is to have it off the table so that it's not an exit strategy for while you're in the program.
Right.
Number three, be honest with yourself. You know, the two of you, what we found in working with couples around the world is that couples wear masks, and you've put these masks on, masks of, you know, the smiley face or I'm fine or whatever it is, for so long that you've been stuffing and hiding your true feelings. And so what we're asking is that the two of you commit to being honest. Yes. About the challenges that you're facing, about the struggles that you've had in the past, and about how you're transforming and being transformed through the Rescue My Marriage Today program. There's going to be all different kinds of emotions, and part of rescuing your marriage is not only getting in touch with those emotions, but being able to share them with your spouse.
Right. And when those emotions do start bubbling up, mm-hmm. and instead of flooding your spouse and just dumping everything on them, pick up a journal, pick up a notepad, pick up something where you can write down all your thoughts and what's going on, so that way you can dump everything there. And then when you have time together, when you have time after you've gone through those and been able to address them yourself, to be able to go to your spouse and speak about them each one at a time and staying on topic. So get a notebook. You may already have one, a journal, you know, go to Staples, go on to Amazon, just pick something up real quick. That way you can just jot those things down at different times, at different point in the day, to keep all your thoughts together.
Absolutely. And then, so Tony jumped into number four, which was to keep a journal. Yeah. Number five is to get involved in the Rescue My Marriage Today Facebook group.
Yes.
As part of this program, we know that having not just accountability, but having support from others who are walking this road with you, who are, you know, the stories will be different, but the journey is the same. Mm-hmm. Each and every one of you is looking to take your marriage from where it is today to this vision of where you have your marriage and where you want it to be in the future. And in order to get there, it's helpful to have support from like-minded individuals who are cheering you on, who are there to encourage you. And yes. That's gonna happen when you get in the group. You know, it's gonna happen when, you know, Tony and I will be jumping in there from time to time. We'll have additional tips and resources there. And it's just a great way to connect with others around the world who are experiencing a lot of the same things that you are. So we encourage you, that's the number five on the list, to get involved in the Rescue My Marriage Today Facebook group. And finally, each and every week on the Rescue My Marriage Today quick tips, there are going to be inspirational thoughts. Yes. That you can reflect on, that you can print out, cut out, tape around your house, around your refrigerator, stick it in your Bible. Some of them are scripture verses, so they'll be coming right out of your Bible. Wherever you need those positive thoughts. And so there's going to be a whole sheet of them each and every week, because part of what happens when we're in crisis in marriage, when you're going through difficulties, is that your head starts filling with a lot of negative thoughts.
Right.
And one of the things that we want to do and we want to work on with you is taking those negative thoughts and replacing them with positive thoughts and positive actions, which is why the quick tip sheet shows up each and every week. So thank you for taking the time just to listen to the quick tip video. Make sure, if you do nothing else, that you at least get through these 5 action items. But more importantly, if you can make the time, and we hope that you do, go through each of the different worksheets and audio and video that are accompanying this module so that you get the most out of creating transformation in your marriage. See you in the next video.